I've got to do a little preface to this. I personally did not know about the. I shop quite frequently in the Royal Oak area at our local Kroger store, but I was not aware of the Clickless program. And as the.
Well, you
as,
just wanted to get your steps in, and you can do that around the store. Right?
That's right.
So, down every aisle.
That's exactly it. Yeah. But what happened was I was. In the oncology center, and my my oncology nurse was hooking up the infusion, et cetera. We were talking about anything, and she said she mentioned Clicklist, and now she was going to, after work, go and pick up her order. I said, Clicklist? What's Clicklist? And then she told me about it, and all of a sudden it made perfect sense for somebody like herself, who is a professional. She works hard all day long as in a very delicate business as an oncology nurse. She can't make mistakes, please heaven. And as a result, you haven't got the time to make it around the store and many times to get the things that you want.
Or you don't want to drag the kids through all those distractions.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And I don't think dragging the kids around. But you remember those days? Yeah, I remember them. You know, where the 7-year-old and the 9-year-old decide to have a civil war, you know, as you're going down the bread
meltdown,
aisle.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Well, here to talk about what Clicklist is. It's Rachel Hurst. She's the Consumer Affairs Manager for Kroger Company of Michigan. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I understand, and Sherry Cam, who is our social media critic who was in the studio with us, was telling me that this is not a new program, Sherry, right? This has been around for a little bit.
Yes, it has. We have currently we have about 19 stores in the state, and we'll have close to 30 by the end of December.
This began last year, am I right?
Yep.
Okay. And how has it been going so far? Because in some ways it sounds like, holy mackerel, now we're automating everything, including going to the store.
It's true. That's been a huge impression from a lot of people. It actually is. It's been a huge success. It's been a huge hit from several different types of customers even. You know, we thought we were going to be reaching out to, you know, just the busy mom or just the busy dad,
right,
you know, after work, but we've hit several different types of consumers.
Rachel, this is Cal. I got a question for you. So I use Clicklist, and I fill it all out, and I go to the store, and I pick up my order, and I get back home, and I go like, you know, this piece of fish doesn't seem quite right to me. How does that work with Clicklist as far as, you know, returning and exchanging, that sort of thing?
It's same as any other return. If you were to get home and, let's say, wife bought something you didn't want or husband bought something wife didn't want, it's the same process. We would return with no hassle.
Do I have to come in the store? Do I just drive up to the door, hand them the fish back, and they give me another fish in its place? Or how does that work?
Yeah. What an image.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really great question. We would have to go back in the store to the customer service line. The Clicklist location itself doesn't have the process of the return.
So I kind of think that this might be an advantage for somebody like me who maybe doesn't pick out the best produce much of the time, according to my wife, or the best meat, or the best fish, in Cal's example. I'm guessing that your shoppers try to make sure that there aren't returns, right? So they pick out really good produce.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. We've actually trained them thoroughly, as well as most of our associates, but them in particular, they've gone through specific training about how to pick out fresh product, how to pick out the freshest product. In the notes on Clicklist, you can actually list, let's just say you want a ripe banana because you're going to make banana bread. You can list it in there, and we're trained, and our associates are trained to make sure they're picking out what you're asking for. They've gone through specific training to make sure that they pick out the freshest product necessary.
Now, Rachel,
it's going to happen anyway because Kroger's going to sell the freshest product anyhow, right?
Oh, I love that commercial.
Absolutely.
Love that commercial. You'll probably, your check is in the mail. Is there a watermelon thumping class?
There's not, but I will tell you, I have been practicing the skills of picking out a fresh watermelon in the ripest.
there you go.
You're doing better than most of us.
I think I'm just going to stand there in the produce section when I find one of these people that are doing the shopping for somebody
just follow
else
around.
And just watch what they pick, and I'm going to pick one just like it. Could you pick one out for me, too, while you're picking one?
Now, how do I find out if my local Kroger is participating in this?
So you go to Kroger.com, and right on the click list, it'd be Kroger.com/click list. You'll type in your zip code, and the closest store to you will pop up. There'll be five results within your zip code that you searched.
Yep, one just opened right by me. On 8 Mile, on 8 Mile and Harper.
So, Rachel, do I pay online for my purchase, or do I pay when I drive up? How does that part work?
You pay at curbside, so you don't pay online. You'll pay at curbside. They'll come out and scan your card right on the spot, or take cash in for you.
Oh wow! Now, how do you apply for this?
You don't apply. You just go to Kroger.com/click list. Mm-hmm. I highly suggest using it on our Kroger app. It's so convenient when your Kroger card is linked up to your app because it shows all of your past history of shopping right in a row. So you can just click in a row of everything that you always purchase. And your first three times are free. And then after that, it's $4.95 per fee. But there will be a few weeks in December where we're waiving all fees for everyone. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, wow.
So, Rachel, everything in my local Kroger store I can pick off the app?
So it's only so many SKUs. It's like 20,000 items, which I will tell you, I mean, working with the company, I have had yet to have an item not on there that I would purchase.
I think he had one in mind.
Oh, yeah, must. Well, I can see how dangerous this is. I mean, because if I put my Kroger pass in there and it has the history of all my other purchases, you know, that's oh, I loved those. And it's something I forgot about. Oh, that'd be interesting.
There we go. By the way, we're talking with Rachel Hurst, who is the Consumer Affairs Manager for the Kroger Company of Michigan.
See, I see that as an that's something I pay extra for because my wife scribbles out what she wants on the shopping list. And it never explains that she wanted the 2 pound, not the 4 pound, or she wanted
absolutely.
Or it was
you didn't ask the right questions,
or
dear.
It was a particular brand. She just said, pick these up.
Top shelf, not the bottom shelf. Yeah, that type of thing.
Without sounding sexist, but I mean, you're a mom, you've raised kids. Does this sound feasible for you as somebody in terms of how you shop?
It does and it doesn't. It did more so when my kids were probably much, much younger. And it was always hard because they were the ones trying to pick from the bottom shelf, which, you know, what they could touch, right?
Oh, yeah.
And not necessarily what it is that we wanted to have in the cart.
Fruit Loops,
things like that. Right, exactly. But other than that, you know, it was a great experience for me to take them with me only because I taught them what I wanted. Now I can teach them online. This is how you can choose. This is what you want to see. This is perhaps what you want in your pantry. You know, always have these 10 items so that no matter what happens, you can always cook something. It does make sense now, too, as a teaching tool as well, so that, yes, you can keep that ready.
Can you imagine in a couple years? You pay for it, you order online, you pay for it online, and you send your autonomous vehicle to go pick it up and bring it back.
Stop.
And the robot arm comes out with the cash.
Yeah, that's right.
We've reached a really unique consumer as well, and I'll give you a few examples. We work very closely with the Paralyzed Veterans of America, mm-hmm. with Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
And paralyzed veterans who can't get out of their car, anyone that's disabled, families, we work closely with several autism groups. So families with autism, when they can't go into large groups, they can pull right up and not take their kids in.
That's interesting.
Or a woman recently, we did a social media a contest online where you enter hashtag one extra hour, like what are you doing with your one extra hour? Mm. And the person that won is a woman going through chemo who can't go in a store and get sick.
Yes.
Has to shop for her own groceries but doesn't want to go in public.
Oh, wow. I relate to that for the first 100 days after a procedure.
Now, how about prescriptions?
Wow.
The prescription, almost all of our stores have drive-through anyway.
Oh, that's true.
You don't have to go in for those usually anyway. There's very, very few left that don't.
Sherry, did you have something you were going to ask or say?
No. Truthfully, I was going to say maybe, you know, in the near future, the drones as well. You know, they could actually even go pick them up as opposed to just having some business.
Fly by.
That's right.
Not drive by.
That's right.
Okay, Rachel, what about in regards to the fabulous Kroger sale papers? How do they relate in relation to the 20,000 items? And what about seasonal items?
So there will be some seasonal items that come on our click list. It's usually the famous, if there's certain pumpkins or certain squashes or those types of things. But as regular ad items, they are in there. All of the ad items are in within ClickList. I have yet to have heard an item that's in an ad that's not been on ClickList. So that all applies, and all of your digital coupons and everything still apply. So the only difference is you just don't have to get out of your car, and you stay parked and they come to you.
I love it. Ruth, thank you so much for being with us. Ruth Hurst, Consumer Affairs Manager from the Kroger Company. Very good shopping to you, and happy holidays as well. Thanks so much for being with us.
You as well. Thank you.